Well, a teacher was fired. She's a middle school teacher fired after a topless photo she sent to her boyfriend was leaked to students.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, she sent the photo in 2016. She was put on administrative leave in January and was recently fired.
Why was she fired?
They said that she can no longer represent the students in a professional manner because other students at the school have seen her topless.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
It was in 2016, you say?
Yep.
Was she a teacher at the time?
I've not seen that. She's only 25, so maybe
well,
not.
Even so.
She might have been a new teacher.
Yeah, maybe.
Even so, what does that matter? I mean, most women I know have sent a suggestive text, including Katie.
Oh, right. Yes, I did. It wasn't reciprocated, so I act like it didn't count.
Why are you buzzing me, though?
Because I don't think that is true. Most women
I think more than 50%.
And he said a suggestive text. It didn't even have to be a photo.
A photo. Yeah. Okay.
And
I buzzed too soon. Pardon me.
Quick on the buzzer.
I think that, you know, and what you do in part of the healthy relationship and the privacy of your own family or whatever it is. So if somebody hacked into somebody's account and got this photo, and that I think that may be the case. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
So why should you be punished because of somebody else's actions that hacked in? If you got into my phone, oh my, I would be fired from this show.
I wonder.
Pretty bad.
And that would be because of the text messages talking crap about everybody in here.
Right.
Probably.
But you know what I'm saying? How is that sending?
Sending it to not at work, sending it to your boyfriend or husband or wife or whatever. Yeah, I don't think she should have been fired. The other side of the story is that her boyfriend is also a teacher at the school and is, I believe, now an ex. And I'm wondering,
did he leak it?
Did he show somebody?
That should be on him.
Agreed.
And the punishment, you know what? If he leaked the photo, and he leaked the photo and it got in the hands of students, if he did, then he should be fired.
Agreed.
Not her.
Yeah.
Plus, I heard she was hot.
Oopsie.
I did.
For you, that makes it all okay.
She was smoking hot.
Well, what if she wasn't?
Well, that's a whole nother case.
See?
No, I'm
throwing her in jail.
No, well, that's a totally different thing.
What if we find out that since they're both teachers, what if we find out that the photo was taken at school, like let's say in the bathroom?
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
But this is, from what I understand, was 3 years ago, and it was totally separate than school, and somebody somehow got it, either hacked in or, like Jared said, the boyfriend, Eric's boyfriend, might have got it or leaked it, had nothing to do with it, and somebody else obtained it illegally. Why?
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
And even, let's say, if he sent it and then somehow it came out either way, even if he didn't leak it on purpose, maybe somebody got to his phone, that's just messed up because, and they are no longer together. And now the school teacher, her name is Lauren Miranda. Well, she's been fired. She's suing the school system for $3 million.
Good for her.
Well, yeah, but her argument to me is, I wouldn't have taken that argument. Her argument is, instead of what I'm arguing now, like, why should that matter if somebody else hacked in or got in? It was 3 years ago, had nothing to do with school. Her argument is, well, a guy can show his chest, and why can't...
Oh, that's
weak.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a weaker argument.
She has so much more going for her if she didn't use that argument.
I agree with her that all women should be able to walk around with their boobs in.
If they're hot,
I agree with half the women of the country should walk around. But do you see what I'm saying? That's not a good argument.
No, it's not. She's also saying she's being discriminated against because she's a woman. Then went into the chest thing for guys.
I
think that part's weak.
Well, I wonder, it's
hard
to say.
There may be more to it.
If the roles were reversed, like if it were, let's say she had a below the belt naked photo of him, I wonder if he would be fired or I don't know. It's hard to say.
If somebody hacked in, it's like Man Kisser Matt, if all of a sudden he sent one of his D pics, right?
Right.
And it was from a few years ago and it was to his wife. Just say,
is she into that?
Well, just say it was.
I don't think any woman is.
That's his personal private life. That is Man Kisser Matt's personal, maybe one of his guy friends, even.
Maybe so, in college.
One of his, that's his private
life. He
loves this. He's a teacher. All of a sudden, somehow, somebody hacked into his phone and got it and spread it around.
It's not fair.
It's not his fault.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Man Kisser Matt, although, has been, is hurt by what we just said.
I don't think hurt's the right word. Angry?
Angry,
Well, let's just slash our throats.
Partially grossed out.
I think he's butt hurt, but go ahead.
Okay.
Jason.
He read my mind. He got our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, this lady, she really, you know, when you challenge a termination, you have to have some legal grounds because typically employment is at will. And with her as a teacher, she has a little bit of an extra measure of protection in her job, because when people work for the government, it's typically considered that they have more of a property interest, but she is not tenured yet. Mm-hmm. And so they can fire her if they don't like something she did. And so she has to have a basis that is founded in some sort of discrimination, some sort of constitutional or civil rights violation. And that's why she's going for this gender discrimination argument. But I'm afraid that it's been run, you know, it's a rabbit that's been run many, many times, and she's probably going to lose.
Oh.
Because you remember a few years ago there was the Free the Nipple movement?
I don't, but tell me more about it.
Well, Justin Timberlake?
Okay.
Yeah.
There were some protests that were, like through North and South Carolina and stuff like that, like I think up in Asheville. And it was these women who really were fighting for the right to be topless.
Oh.
And they made the same argument, which was, men can be topless, why can't women be topless? And like in Europe, the breasts aren't sexually stigmatized, and women are topless and men are topless, and it's all considered pretty equal. And so what they're saying is, that's gender discrimination. That's what she's saying. But the problem is, the courts have tended to, very, very much the majority of courts have tended to say that the breast is inherently sexual and may be regulated when you regulate sexual content, the same way other sexual body parts, you know, below the belt are regulated.
Jason's very upset.
My first thing is, I'm going on vacation to Europe.
He's on Travelocity right now.
My second thing is, and to Lisa's point, that is, I guess, the law. Because, you know, it's a government employee. However, that doesn't make it right. I don't think she should be fired just on the morale aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, she was fired. I guess, you know, these teachers have a morality clause. And I think that the key is, if there had just been, say, somehow knowledge that she had taken a topless photo and texted it to her boyfriend, that would not have been action. I don't think they would have taken this action. The problem was, it made it into the hands of the students at her very school. And I think that what the school system is looking at is like, look, lady, you know, do whatever you need to do, and, you know, in the privacy, like you said, of your own relationship. But when you put it out there in a way that it gets into the hands of students, however that happened, that's conduct that we can't endorse and we can't allow, and you're out of here.
I would die of embarrassment.
If I wouldn't want to come back.
Not this teacher, though.
Jason, just because you think she's hot.
She was a very attractive person. That didn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And Katie, to the point, and, you know, I get that it got out, but that's almost like, you know, 15 years ago, if you were taking a Polaroid photo and you had it at your home and somebody broke into your home and got it.
Yeah.
Is there a big difference if somebody broke into your phone and got it? I mean, it's different.
Yeah, I don't.
I think in our culture today, I think that the laws and the policies treat it kind of differently, because you're sending these things out. I mean, that's what she transmitted this out. That's what she made a choice to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, and this is what, you know, my warning when I talk to people about any of this kind of sexting stuff is, don't do it, because it's going to come back to you at some point.
Jason is,
I agree with
is
that.
Mad at you now.
Yeah,
I agree with it.
Is that it's somehow, some way, it will come back, or it will resurface.
I mean, look at Jeff Bezos from Amazon.
Sure,
was sending the old, you know, downstairs picture,
because clearly he didn't get the memo that women are not into that.
I mean, this guy is the richest man, right?
He didn't. I mean, of all things, take a picture of the wad of money that you sleep on.
Right.
That is more attractive than your nakedness.
Exactly.
You know,
take a picture of your mansion, your car,
sure,
you're driving. And it's cost him.
Take a picture of your shares.
Yeah,
right.
Fine.
Right. It's cost him $35 billion. It's an expensive picture.
Which is probably on the cheap side. Because,
I think it is.
We'll get into
that
a little bit later.
Totally unfair.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
It really makes me angry.
Well, as always, she's great, no matter what
we're talking about.
Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. You can look her up at hireaheavyweight.com. That's hireaheavyweight.com.